Okay, PFF's new episode, moving past all-time records the last couple weeks. Thanks, Josh. You're a big part of that.
No problem.
Now it's like, how do we keep it going? Because we're getting like, we broke YouTube last.
We broke YouTube.
Which I didn't even know was possible.
I didn't think it was
the either. Premiere crashed YouTube.
A million views in like 10 seconds. So that's great. So no pressure on you being our next guest.
Did that actually happen?
Yeah, it did.
It was 1.3 mil, actually.
Instantly.
Instantly.
How, was it live?
No, we do a premiere, so we like countdown, and then it goes live, and then it crashed it.
Holy shit!
People are very interested in this TikTok drama. TikTok people put asses in seats because Alex had Mads on, and that was the number one podcast in like the country. And Paul actually sent me the amounts of subscriptions we had for ours and hers went like through the roof. So if you want to get in any more drama, let us know.
Okay,
I'm down. Right. It's views.
I'll let you know. Yeah.
Just start creating fake relationships to be number one on Apple.
That's actually a pretty good strategy. Yeah. And as we have you, so everybody, how would you, I'm going to let you describe yourself. How would you describe yourself? Who is like Lana Rose? What are you? When people like, hey, why are you on the show? You have 14 million like followers on Instagram.
15 now.
50. When did that happen?
I'm like 100K away from 15, so I'd say I'm more so 15 versus...
Okay, you're rounding up.
Fair enough.
How would you describe yourself? Like, I know how most people think of you, but like, what would you say?
God, well, today is probably the worst day to ask me because I'm feeling quite strange.
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to make it. I didn't think you were going to make it to the noon kickoff, but you're here, so credit to that.
We're in Miami, guys.
Correct.
Things happen in Miami. Not quite feeling like myself right now. But I'll try to pull it together. So, me.
Describe yourself, and then we're going to talk about last night.
Okay, my name's... Do I look directly at the camera?
You can do whoever you want. You can talk to us.
My name's Lana Rhodes.
Yep.
Or Amara Maple, depending on which channel you watch me on.
I feel like I've watched Amara on Amar, or whatever that name is. Amir?
No, you haven't.
I mean, I haven't.
I didn't know there was two names.
You know her as Amara?
I feel like so.
Really? From watching the vlogs. Mike's vlogs.
I feel like so, yeah.
I love that for us.
No,
that's
really
cute.
I was looking at him like, seriously.
No,
all right, so we're waiting.
Well, where do you want to start? You're supposed to interview me. Can you give me a little bit?
No,
to,
this
like,
is. I'm asking like how you would describe yourself. Like we don't want to go into the. I'm not going to say it. I know how I would describe you, but I'm asking how would you describe yourself if someone's like, who is Lana Rose? Like right now, why is she on the show?
I mean, she's rich, she's beautiful, she's smart. Every guy should want to marry her and date her.
I'd go former superstar, porn star, entrepreneur. That's who's transferred into like mainstream.
Facts.
Okay, you can use that. You can steal that from now on. Because like there's a lot of former porn stars, a lot of porn stars that are not on shows like this. You make the rounds, you've been on Call Her Daddy. I think everybody kind of knows who you are, so that's who I would
use.
I'm
kind of one of the first porn stars
to cross over
in this new age media influencer age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The former...
There's Mia Khalifa, too, who's huge.
I fucking hate her. Get that on record.
Why?
She trashes Barstool. She's the most fucking hypocritical. She goes on Call Her Daddy and said something to the effect of, like... You know how people don't like us.
Yeah.
The same girl, we'll talk about that too in the notes. Like, we have a lot of people who just say shit and they're not informed at all about us.
They go with the misogynistic.
Correct. And then they do a little research, like, okay, not true. So Mia went on Call Her Daddy, and then people are like, hey, they're misogynistic. Can't even say that word. It's like, well, that doesn't count because, like, Alex doesn't work for Barstool. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? So I hate Mia Khalifa. I want that on the record. And I forget exactly what she said, Kareem, if you can pick it up, but it was garbage. So fuck her.
I support you, Mia.
Wow.
Fuck her.
Fuck her, yeah.
She's the worst. Don't be, like, stand behind what you want. But you're right about her. And then there was the one who...
I mean, I think she's a great girl, Dave. You should give her a second chance.
Isn't Riley Reid the other one, I guess, right?
No, I was go old school.
I mean, there's the super famous ones, like Jenna Jameson.
That's what I was thinking of.
I don't know.
You do like Mia Khalifa?
I mean, I fuck with any girl who makes it out of the industry and can make, like, a living and support herself without it. I don't think she even posts nudes on her OnlyFans or anything now, supports herself, does a great job. She has, like, what, like, 25 million followers?
She is a ton.
Like, she's...
I'm not criticizing her business sense or anything. I'm just criticizing her.
I support that and I respect that. I don't know her as a person.
Do you have it?
Not the clip, but she said that Alex is separate from Barstool and that she agrees with Alex but doesn't agree with Barstool. So she's trying to separate the two.
Just to reiterate, Alex is not affiliated.
What is it?
Alex is separate from Barstool.
Alex is separate from Barstool. She agrees with Alex, but not Barstool. Like, that's when that's Barstool Fan Talk. I didn't know Barstool Fan Talk would be associated with Barstool from ESPN. That's why I don't like her. So you can be boss bitch, all that shit. All right. So one of the big events this weekend, we had the Jake Paul fight versus Ben Askren. Disaster.
Absolutely.
I mean, unless you were physically getting paid, then it was successful.
Right. But, or if you bet, like, a lot of money on Jake or something.
Correct.
You might feel great.
Ben looked like he'd never turned down a donut in his life.
He looked like straight up, yeah, bag of milk.
And it's the
Canadian
fight,
bag of milk.
Like, one punch, yeah. Fight done, legit fight. Why are we bringing up? Everyone's talking about it, saying it's rigged. It wasn't rigged. But our girl here, a homegirl here, got herself in a little bit of trouble last night from what we've heard. Yeah.
Was this at the fight?
So,
no.
You are friends with Paul camp because your ex-boyfriend.
Okay, so everyone who knows me knows that I pretty much used to live with Logan because I dated Mike, who lives with Logan. So I know Jake, like awkward like family dinners with all of us, just weird shit. So yes, I know Jake and Logan very well.
Friends.
I wouldn't actually. Logan has me blocked on everything right now, not because this, but just after the breakup. Mike blocked me and all my friends and made his friends block me.
Okay, it was a block off.
I did absolutely nothing.
Some little middle school shit.
Good old fashioned block off.
I did nothing. I just broke up with him and he blocked me on everything.
What was the official reason for the breakup, by the way?
Because I'm going to be honest, they want different things kind of sounds like just.
And the rumor was, which you told me was fake, that he was hitting on a girl in like a video game or something.
No, that wasn't true. That was a whole other scenario.
Oh, so that happened, just that's not why y'all broke up?
No, that's not why we broke up. He was live on like GTA, you know, like the servers,
but it's
like real girls on the other end, and he was having virtual sex with them.
But you didn't care about that.
No, I cared. Like, it's real girls, and like you're like getting head from them, and you're like, yeah, fucking suck my dick. Like, of course that's
virtually.
Yeah.
But it's a real person. It's not like it's just a simulation. So you're essentially having phone sex with another woman.
Is he streaming this, or is he just...
He's streaming it, and I'm watching it traumatized.
Oh, shit.
Fucking traumatized.
How did you think he wasn't going to get caught?
But this isn't why you said you broke up.
No, it's not why we broke up. I did have a massive issue with it, but he said he would never do it again. So I'm like, okay, fine.
Fair.
And we've had plenty of issues, our fair share of issues, of him being inappropriate with other women. But that's besides the point. We officially broke up because he finally told me, I got a house for us, actually, and he told me he was going to move in with me, broke up with me the day that he was supposed to move in. That was another time. And then the second time, he told me he was going to move in with me, and then the next day comes over and says, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm making a content house with Banks because FaZe is leaving, and I'm going to move there now. The day after telling me that he was going to move in with me, I was like, just get the fuck out of my house.
Okay. That's a fair reason.
Yeah,
I think that's a very good reason.
Yeah.
So that sets the stage for last night where we have this fight and you post a video and you come in to this show. We have the video. Let's show the video that gets posted.
Yeah, I'm like completely in the dark.
Here,
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh my God, no.
Jake Dillon's gonna beat your ass, you fucking idiot. But yeah, he's gonna beat you.
So it's Lana basically saying, Jake, you're an idiot. Dylan's gonna beat your ass. So Dylan Danis is an MMA guy who wants to fight Jake Paul because he'd make a ton of money. They've had back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
They may fight one day. Lana comes in. She now.
I didn't know who this guy was.
That's a lie.
I didn't know who this... No, okay.
She was calling him Dillion.
Yes.
She comes in pre-show, and I didn't want to hear it because pre-show, she's like, I posted this video of some random fan on my story. Nobody does that. Just nobody in the history of Earth reposts a random fan story on their own 14 million.
I did not know who he was. I was out at dinner with friends. This guy kept coming up to my table. He was like, I'm Dillian Danis, Dildo Danis. And
wait, he actually said he was Dildo Danis?
No, she's trying now to like navigate choppy waters.
Right.
And he comes up to me and he's like, oh, I'm friends with Jake Paul. Like, he literally said that he was friends with Jake Paul. So I was like, oh, okay, like, I'll befriend him. Like, we all know each other. And he's like, hey, can you make a video for me, like, as a fan? And so he's like, just say this and this and this in the video. And he obviously told me to tell Jake that he sucks and that he's going to beat him. And then he tried to kiss me and I was like, whoa, dude, don't kiss me.
Yeah, that also those kisses.
Is that in the video?
Yes, yeah, it's in the video.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, it, by the way, it's very playful. Like,
yeah, no, it's not. Like, it's not rapey, but
no,
it's also
it's
just like
she kind of liked it vibes.
I didn't like it.
But that's the vibes.
I don't
when you watch
it. Then kissy. It's Corona season. I don't want random.
But you gotta understand. So they're mad now. Your whole the Jake Paul, the Logan Paul, right. The Mike, all mad because they don't like each other. And you do realize that had a very friendly vibe with Dillian.
Yeah, I mean, I thought that he was a fan. I was being nice, and then I wanted him to do a favor for me. So there was someone.
What was the favor?
There was someone else at the dinner that I liked, and I wanted him to go tell the other guy to marry me. And so I was like, if I post this on my story, you have to go do that. And so that's why I got posted
situation?
On my story. Yeah, it was like a little bribe situation.
Who was the person?
Just a random guy.
So you kind of got fooled.
He's like an HVAC worker.
So we're just going to lie? This is where I'm in trouble.
Because
I know the guys.
Either you just got completely fooled and you're saying like, I just wasn't very sharp in the moment. A guy came up to me and I was like,
did it work? Did the bribe work?
This is Miami where do you see a ring on my finger? Like,
no.
I wasn't joking. Like, it wasn't like a pickup line. I was like, let's go get married.
Right.
But it didn't work.
Down. Did anybody say anything about you posting that story, like the Paul brothers or anything?
She deleted it.
I deleted it because Mike is blowing me up saying like,
oh,
wow.
He's pissed at you.
Yeah, he's like obviously hearing it through Jake and Logan. He's like, how could
Well,
you, do this?
You posted on your story.
I mean, you probably could have just seen it from your 15 million followers.
Huh? Yeah, you posted it.
You posted it, so he would have just seen it on your story probably.
That's actually the tricky question because he still has me blocked on everything.
He may maybe
go. He's a burner.
So in this case, though, they have kind of. I'd be pissed too. I think if I were them.
I would. Oh no, definitely.
It's like
really?
My like arch enemy is like kind of getting kissed on the cheek, being like he's gonna beat your ass. Yeah, that would make me mad.
Yeah.
But if they have her blocked on everything and they're not really friends anymore, it's like why does it matter?
Yeah, that's true. Well, Jake doesn't have me blocked. Honestly, the only one who I should apologize to is Jake. But I swear to God, like, I did not know who the Dillian Dildo guy is. I don't know him. I don't love him. And he's not going to beat your ass, Jake. I'm sorry.
Interesting. I don't believe you didn't know who he was. I get the bribe thing. You're really not going to say who the people were?
No.
But, like, you already said it off camera.
Really?
So it's, like, burning in my brain.
Yeah.
It's in my brain burning.
It should just be said, I think.
No.
Why?
Because I'm not, like, name-dropping people.
All right. BFFs brought to you by Roback, pronounced Roback. Roback Activewear. Guys over at Roback sending out some of their performance tees, polos, hoodies. I'll be honest, love their stuff. It is cool stuff. They're huge sponsors. The logos, this little dog, it's awesome. The fabric's so freaking soft for performance tee, lined with silver technology to prevent odor. Oh, they actually had it. You recognize the subtle dog logo or two stripes in the back of their shirts. Do yourself a favor. Go check out their Instagram, Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K, or just straight up visit their website, roback.com. Use the code Josh for generous...
Damn.
For 20% off your first purchase through the end of this week. That's spelled Roback, R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. 20% off performance tees, Q Zips, hoodie with code Josh. Check them out. ROBACK.com. And all you people out there, buy it because they're clearly checking to see how our ads work by changing up the name there.
Yeah,
so
put in that Josh.
Josh.
In that Josh.
People already expect the worst.
I
will grab the camera and show them the sex dungeon. Don't make me
do it. It's like that was just to me. Again, there's nothing I could have at this point that people are like, oh, that. Well, yeah, that's par for the course. So,
Alexa, go get the leash collection.
There is a leash here, but you brought it. It wasn't mine. All right, so you're not going to.
I'm turning this around on you.
You're not because I. There's nothing for. I'm willing to do anything. Like, it's
anything.
Well, oh, it's like the.
It's just their show right now.
No, it's like the fucking. When the Joker with Heath Ledger, it's like some people just like to watch the world burn. Like, I'm one of those guys. So there's anything can go. There's nothing
you
I want to hide.
Here first, Dave's going to burn the world down.
No, I'm just saying. It's like the names. I know.
Spit
I spit on you?
No, I spit on
Like, I'm trying to get.
Dave's like, got
him. I'm trying to get your person to call into this show because I'm like friends with them.
Which one?
The one that shall not be named.
Yeah. Anyways, we'll move on a little bit. We'll get more into you. So,
how could you?
I told you not to tell me anything because I'm I'm impossible. Like
if you tell him something,
I'm gonna kill myself, Dave. I'm obsessed with.
Probably don't tweet that, by the way.
I can't. You can't tell me. Really? Everyone knows that.
Wow, my life is over. He's never gonna marry me now.
Everybody knows about me. If you tell Dave something. That's juicy. It goes out the door. I told you that when you told me the NDA story.
Yeah,
I was like, don't tell me that story.
I had an NDA story, and I told Dave, and then the next day, he goes to a party and is telling everyone.
Well, to be fair, one, it's an NDA, so you're probably not even supposed to tell Dave.
Yeah.
Secondly,
and to be fair,
tell you not to.
I am on the record, don't tell me anything that you don't want told in a public forum, because I am a teller. So,
well, now I know.
Okay. All right. So, what else do you have going on in your life besides last night getting in fights with one camp, the other camp, pretending that you don't know Dylan Danis, even though I think you know who Dylan Danis is?
I didn't know who this man was.
Even your own team in the side is like, that's bullshit.
No. Alexa knows because she follows boxing. I do not give a fuck about sports unless it's basketball players.
Have you met any lately?
Is there anyone
to marry? Zero basketball players.
Well, no.
What are you wearing that for?
This?
Yeah.
Because I went to the game the other day.
The Heat?
Yeah.
Who did they play?
They played Brooklyn.
Interesting. Okay. All right. Huh. What is this video of Lana at Barstool in 2018?
What is it?
Do you remember coming to Barstool?
To be honest, I don't know if I remember that. What, 2018?
Oh, it's so dark. It's hard to see these. Yeah, maybe because I'm wearing my Miami glasses, too.
Was that with YP? Why am I sitting
YP is no longer part of the crew.
Why am I sitting on a beanbag with Oh, my God, wait. I remember this. This is so awkward. Was he sleeping? They were like, go sit on the beanbag next to this kid who's sleeping and pretend to cuddle him. So he wakes up like that, and it was so awkward.
What a weird
Happy Saturday.
Yeah, man.
That's the old office, right?
That's the old office.
I'm going
to
show
this
up.
This video is tough to see. I can't even see what the fuck's going on.
Wait, is that me?
I think you know what it was.
Yeah, I think you're just going around lying on guys.
I vaguely heard about this.
I think they like dared me to wake everyone up in the office by just like laying next to them and pretending that something happened last night. It was a joke.
Yeah, so I vaguely heard, like, now that this is in, I'm not like a huge point. Like when we met the first time, I didn't recognize you, and I did impulsive. Like, she was there watching me as your dang mic, and I just remembered you being an asshole about pizza, but I wasn't, like, porn. But I do remember...
Your pizza sucks.
Well, that's not really true, but...
What did you say?
She has bad taste in pizza.
You have bad taste in pizza.
Pepe's is trash.
We'll move on. She doesn't like New Haven pizza. But I remember hearing you were in the office, and people were freaking out because you were their favorite porn star. When did you stop doing porn?
Over three years ago.
And what was that decision? Like, why? What made you do that decision?
So we actually just spoke about this on our podcast. Basically, there were just a collective of bad experiences that tarnished the whole thing for me.
I have another question that how you view like OnlyFans, because I know I was talking.
Do you subscribe?
I don't. I have no OnlyFans. I almost made my own.
He's gonna make one, yeah.
I'm gonna be honest. My OnlyFans is really disappointing. I probably post on it like once a month.
And it's probably not great promo for your OnlyFans.
Yeah, I just don't.
But it's no nudity. There's nothing, right?
It's just like lingerie.
So the question I have for you: there's girls making millions, and you've obviously done very well, but they're not necessarily having to have sex. Is there an element of you that, like, I would think the porn industry would be like, fuck these OnlyFans people,
yeah,
because like they're making bank doing far less. Because
they all are doing OnlyFans now, too. So.
But once you give it away, can you?
Yeah, so the girls, like, top performers who are still, like, very much into, like, doing OnlyFans and, like, the whole porn shtick, and they still do porn as well, maybe. For example, Riley Reid, she does OnlyFans. She makes really good money on there, but she's not making as much money on there as, let's say, Belle Delphine, you know? So there definitely is a
Isn't
higher
demand.
Isn't
she the one that sells her bath water or something?
Yeah.
Like? Yeah, so is there any, like, is there jealousy of that, like, if this was around when you guys?
Because there was, like, half-ass in it.
Right.
Getting paid.
Yeah.
Do you think you got paid enough from the industry? Do you think you got paid fairly?
The industry, I did not get paid shit. I probably had $100,000 in my bank account when I quit shooting porn. Now I'm a multimillionaire.
So that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Like that aspect's crazy because it's something that didn't exist in the time and it's allowed like girls to be like millionaires almost overnight without having to actually have sex on camera for a lot of them.
It's ridiculous.
Right.
But so many young girls are just rolling around in money. I mean, I'd do it.
Well, you've made it though, but I'm saying like, damn, I wish OnlyFans was around when I was, like, doing the porn instead.
I don't know. I think there's still going to be girls who are infatuated with the industry, who think that it's very glamorous, and, like, they, like me, grew up watching the Girls Next Door, or, like, idolized girls like Anna Nicole Smith, and they're going to be appealed to being, like, this big superstar, and that's sort of what I warn girls against, is it's not all that glamour. It's not, like, it's not even well-paying. It's very smarter to go into Instagram or just do an OnlyFans.
Right.
But do you think you'd be as huge as you are without doing porn?
I mean, you never know. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, how are you going to shit on porn? It gave you everything.
Right.
But, like, you never know in this day and age. Like, you could do anything on social media. I'm a firm believer, and this is what I tell all the girls who reach out to me that are like, oh, I don't want to do porn anymore. Like, I fucking want to kill myself.
Do you have a lot of people reach out to you?
Yeah,
so a lot of people probably go to you for advice because you left.
I'm kind of like the blueprint for how to get out of porn. And so I always tell them, like, it's social media. Like, that's how I got out. I started posting on Instagram every day. I just, like, made it my hustle. I blew up my Instagram. That's actually what skyrocketed me to number one on Pornhub. I was not number one before I quit porn.
I've been number one on Pornhub.
Not number one porn star.
No, number one
trending.
I was number one trending.
Yeah.
I think I was trending there for one time.
I believe
really?
That as well.
Yeah.
Would you, is there...
Live stream situation.
No, I remember that.
Million Dollar Man style. Million Dollar Man wrestler. Everybody has a price. People have asked me this. I've been offered. Since you've stopped, you could probably reverse time, and if you, like, put a video on your OnlyFans or somebody paid you, make fucking bank because you haven't done it.
Yeah.
Is there any price where you would be like, oh,
I'll do a video for that much money?
Yeah, for that much.
Would I ever go back to doing porn?
No, like one-time
video.
Shot. Oh, like someone's like, here's $100 million, I need one video.
I honestly would never do a boy-girl scene or any type of penetration scene, whether it was with a dildo or anything. Like, there is no price on my dignity or self-respect now.
Got it, right. Like, I would.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Like my price... It's all how much you're like. If someone's like $50 million, of course I'm in it. Yeah, like,
yours are already circling the internet.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
that's the difference, I guess, between me and you. I mean, I fucking do it. Right. Yeah. What do I fucking care?
It's like, it's kind of hard.
Yeah,
yeah.
The only bad thing is I want it edited.
There's a million other ways to make it, though.
$50 million in one, in my case, like a minute? Not really.
Figure it out. I mean, so you'd only last a minute.
That's pretty much what I'm saying. Really quick, you caught on that one. That's interesting. That is interesting. So I know now you have your lingerie line, right?
Yes, the Yandy lingerie line.
That's your main.
What's the main revenue right now? Like revenue stream.
I just have a lot of I don't mean to sound like a cunt, but a lot of passive income, just some random shit.
And like, you still get paid from porn?
Do you still get paid from a porn?
Good question.
So there's a few. So basically how, like, you know YouTube and you get ad revenue.
Yep.
So on Pornhub, you get ad revenue, but not for the videos that were shot by other companies. I do have, like, some old content that's posted on there. It could be, like, try-on hauls.
Right, okay.
That's just, like, nudity, not sex or anything. So I do make ad revenue on that. I also have one of those, like, fleshlight things. Have you heard of
yep.
them?
Yeah, it, like, mimics your pussy, basically.
Yeah, so yes. I get monthly ad revenue
how,
on that.
How do they do that, by the way?
Are they, like, are they putting, like, order of everyone
shit
who bought that?
In your vagina to, like, make it the same shape? Like, how do they...
Yeah, is it actually your vagina?
How do they know it's your vagina?
Yeah, so everyone always wants to know this. It is only the outside of my vagina. And okay. I do not ever want anyone to think that the inside is the same because it's 1,000 times looser than, like, the actual vagina.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's tight as hell. It's
no, it's like a it. No, it's that's looser
that's
than
loose.
My vagina.
Those are loose.
Yeah, like if you stick your
that's
finger.
That's you.
Yeah,
in the background.
Just get
didn't
rid
look
of,
like
just
her.
Get rid of this disgusting picture of me.
But you look good. She doesn't look like you. Not talking about fleshlight.
Yeah, if you stick your finger
wait,
in it, there's like
light?
Room around. Like, I'm sorry, but
TikTok,
in a regular vagina, I don't think it's like that.
Banned.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, like they already yes. don't let me like talk on TikTok.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
Oh.
No, they probably really appreciate.
Oh
that.
My god, this is a disaster there.
Oh, you follow Dylan Danis
on Instagram.
So why did you follow him?
Honestly, I was. Who the fuck is Dead Poet Wild?
We're not asking about him. We're asking about
yeah,
Dylan
the
Dennis.
Check mark, the blue check, Dylan
I
Dennis
don't know. Following. He forced me into this. I don't know
did
this
you
man.
Him last night?
Yes, I don't.
Oh, and he followed you back.
I don't know this man.
Wait, did you want to marry him?
Maverick Carter, Lana Rhodes, Blake Griffin.
I don't know any of these people.
Wait, Blake Griffin plays for the Brooklyn Nets, and he was in Miami yesterday because I just watched him play.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I'm buddies with him, actually.
You are?
Yeah.
Huh. I feel like I'm putting things together in my brain right now.
What, another fine. Question I have on, what is the face?
What face?
You're making a weird face.
I was just pondering. Like,
I have a question, which I'm always curious. I know, and we've talked a little bit, and I respect the view. You don't count, and I've heard, I feel like other foreign porn stars or porn stars, like, porn, not sex, doesn't count, body count, doesn't count. Or it does count.
Great question.
I did not comprehend that.
Do you consider someone you've been paid to have sex with as part of
a
your
body.
Actual body count? Like, how many people you've had sex with?
No, I do not.
That's what I thought.
Because I did not choose to sleep with them. I did not think that they were attractive. I did not think that they were...
It's a job.
Intelligent. There was nothing that I enjoyed about them as a human being. So, no. I did not choose to sleep with them, so they don't count.
Would you, as either one of you, I guess you could go reverse. I know my answer, I would. Like, would I date, take someone seriously who's important? Like, I view it kind of how she does. It's like, that's their job, that's their earning. I'm not going to judge that. Would you? What about you guys?
It's different for a guy.
How's
like,
it different
I, like,
for a guy?
Like, yeah. Me dating a guy porn star, I don't know. Just look at guy porn stars different.
Yeah, how could you deal with that?
Yeah.
Would you
right?
be able to?
Do you watch porn?
Yeah, I've watched porn before.
Who
so,
hasn't?
Yeah.
Well, it's various, I guess. I'm just making a conversation where
I mean, I
couldn't.
I don't
know. What a dumb question, Dave.
I could date, like, a girl porn star, but I couldn't date a guy porn star.
Yeah, fuck no. I mean a girl.
I actually did date a male porn star. Yeah, when I first started, I dated a male porn star. He was very, very strange.
I mean, her
I
life
think they're just different.
Is you wild. Like, jail for a year is insanity.
Yeah.
How did you go to jail?
A whole year?
As a child.
Like I did one day and I cracked.
I was...
Tell that story because people listening might not know
I was 4 years old and I burnt my preschool down.
Four?
Yeah.
Well, she's lying.
I'm lying. That's not the story.
Yeah.
Oh. I was going to say, how the fuck did I not hear that?
I don't think they put four-year-olds
yeah,
in jail.
I was like, this is making sense.
We have like a couple of like poker faces going on with you with the other.
God damn.
You've told the story, right? Everyone knows it.
Yeah, I've told the story. I was incarcerated from 16 to 17. I'm from Chicago,
okay,
for
cool.
people who don't know. If you know anything about Chicago, they call it Chirac. It's like just gang. It's like gang life there. So... I had a really bad boyfriend at the time, and because of the gang culture, if you are, I think, with a group of four or more people, they all get charged with the same thing. So I was with people who were robbing and breaking into houses and all of that. And so I was charged as well, and I actually was sentenced to prison for 5 years, but I served one.
It's crazy. Yeah. Crazy, crazy story. And then also I didn't, until we had met, like married. It's like you live like
you've
a thousand
been
lives.
Married?
It's true. Yeah, I've been married from 18 to, I want to say, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, a thousand lives. Wow. Living a thousand lives. Yeah. It's crazy.
So you were married while you were doing porn?
We would like separate.
A lot.
Yeah.
Was it because of porn just made it hard to like get a relationship?
No. It's just normal relationship reasons.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think it's hard to like find a relationship after doing porn, like being a porn star? Do you think people like...
Me and Dave were just talking about this yesterday on the boat. So it's hard to say because relationships are just hard in general. And I felt that I probably had an even harder time dating before I was where I am now.
Got it.
But there's also the dynamic where today I look like a mess.
I thought you had a 0.0 chance of showing up for this, but credit to you. You say you show up when you show up, so you're here.
What happened last night? Were you like,
I mean,
like
I just, I don't, no, I just, no, I just can't handle drinking alcohol whatsoever, and I had a few too many shots. Mm. When it comes to dating, I personally think that I'm beautiful. I think I have a great personality. I think I'm intelligent. I think, who wouldn't want to date me? But I do think that my past comes into play sometimes where men will just not consider me a possibility.
Some people have a stigma.
Or the reverse. Like, probably just they've seen your past work. It's like, oh, that would be hot fantasy.
Yeah,
and it's like they're not taking you seriously
obsessed
on the other stuff, which I agree with all the stuff. You wouldn't be on the podcast if it's like you weren't smart and interesting and all that shit. So I do agree with you.
Yeah, like if I like I'm girlfriend material. Like I deserve to be wifed up. Wife me up.
What about, tell us a little bit, since you're on and we want to promo it and we were talking about it as well and your whole crew is here. So you launched fairly recently a new podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you want to talk about that, promo that, so our people know it exists?
Oh.
If they don't, I didn't mean that disrespectfully.
Right.
Wow,
that sounded like...
That was me being nice. Like, let's make sure
you
get...
You guys have the younger crowd, right? We're like the 20s to 30s.
If you check with the YouTube subscriber demo, it's like we have just as many people
because
between the ages 35 and 45 as we do 12 to 17.
That's why we...
Wait, you're 12 to 17.
No. I'm saying if you go to our YouTube, it's like there's 9%. Is like 12 to 17, but then another 9 is 35 to 45, and then the majority, it's like 45 is
right. So that's why we call
it's usually 18 to like 30.
That's how this came about.
But not like my personal fans. I do have a little younger because of TikTok, social media.
So I have a little bit of an older, probably he had younger, and now they've blended, and that's why it's kind of working. It's like we have everybody. I've seen people every day. It's like, I fucking hate TikTok kids. I don't like young what they're doing. And then they'll be like, it's a pretty interesting podcast. So we're all over the map. But yes, anyways, yours, and what's it about?
So I have a show
on YouTube.
Do you
want
them on? Here, Alexa, do you want to step in for a second? Haley is not on the podcast. Our other co-host, Olivia Davis, is not here right now because she is hanging out with someone.
Olivia's out of town right now. We came here last minute. She already had plans with visiting friends, so that's why she's
So what's here. The podcast about? How often does it drop?
So it's once a week, and it's on Apple. It drops midnight on Thursdays, and then every Monday we do the YouTube video.
Okay.
Sweet.
So yeah, weekly.
And I tried to matchmake.
Yeah.
Yeah, what happened last night with your date?
Griffin.
I tried to match make Griffin.
Yeah.
Don't get jealous. But.
Wait, you love Griffin
but,
too?
Boyfriend.
By the way, she's like.
They kind of look alike too, like with their blonde hair.
Love it. Yeah, I have pretty eyes.
Now we got competition. No, she got boyfriend. But yeah, I did try to match make that.
Yeah, no, I know you did. Showed me about it right away.
Yeah, what did happen with that?
Did you get to text
her? So she came up, she's like, I really like Griffin.
Oh
I,
no, okay.
I slid into
I
DM and then retracted
hot,
it.
I got scared because I'm
Dude,
nervous and shy.
Yes.
So
were you awkward last night?
No.
Wait, did you actually see him in person last night?
We just said hello.
But they've been texting.
Yeah.
Sweet.
They've been texting. Just said hello.
Yeah, they already called me out on my podcast too with Bryce. They like to.
Oh, we forgot about that. That's the story. That's the original. As we're going circles, may I edit? But that was the original. Like when I was on Impulsive, it was like Bryce was touching her hair. Or something.
I was there. I was with Bryce. We were at your table. That's the first time I met you.
Was Bryce flirting with me?
I don't think he really was.
I don't think he was either.
Yeah, I think he was just saying hi.
I got in so much trouble.
If you touch somebody. You guys live that's in a different flirty. Fucking world out there. If you're touching somebody's hair,
imagine
that's
you're
flirting.
Just touching my hair right
Dave,
now.
If you were my
friend, like, I'm just over just
would
like
you be mad if Bryce Hall touched my hair?
I'd have to see how long the touching
hair
went on.
Yeah, I have to see the video again. Actually. I have to see it again.
It was,
well,
it
yes,
like,
then I may be
like
mad.
This.
Yes,
no, I saw it.
Yes,
I
then
like,
I would get mad.
It was a little sus.
Yes, I would get mad. But I also would kind of be like you, be like, stop touching my hair.
Yeah, no, I told him to go away multiple times. I really did.
That did not happen.
No,
I was there.
I did.
You did not say go away.
I did. I was like, go away. The paparazzi is watching us.
Oh, well, that is again, and not the.
That's
thing
even
you
more
want to hear.
That makes it even more sense.
Look, there's me looking at the paparazzi and saying, "Go away, Bryce. I don't want to be seen with you."
See, look, Amre Bam Bryce.
So far, up and up, up and up, up and up, up and up.
Okay, let's read his body language. What is he doing here?
He's into you.
Up and down, eyes up and down.
He did the eyes up and down. Damn, Bryce, I'm trying to defend you right now, bro.
That's me, and then Olivia's like, go away. And then I'm like,
yeah,
go away.
But you know what?
And then he comes back.
You know what?
Oh, wait.
The way you.
That doesn't even seem better. When did he even touch your hair?
No, he comes
back. He sits next to you and touches your hair. That's me.
But honestly, you gave a look like the paparazzi are looking, so get away.
Yeah, but it was just because I didn't want to be seen with him.
Because. Paparazzi.
Because of the paparazzi.
If the paparazzi wasn't there,
wasn't there
it's like you don't want to get in trouble with Mike. That's what that
no,
seems
no,
like.
No, not like that. It's just like I just don't want to be seen with him. Okay. Period.
Like,
oh my god. Oh wait, my here god. It is. Also,
oh
me and
my god.
Me and Mike were on a break, actually, while this is happened.
It, did he touch the hair yet?
Yeah, he did.
Like
it was quick. It was quick.
Oh, okay.
I felt like he touched my hair more than that.
But it's like you guys are talking beforehand, so my instinct would be I don't think he's out of line. I think he was like, thought you were kind of into him.
Let me get close
who
and
knows?
Talk down. Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Funny man.
I would be mad. If I was Mike and I saw that, I'm mad.
Mike was fuming.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of things so far I'm on his side with.
We were on
it's
a break.
It's hard not
we were
to
on
be.
A break. But,
yeah,
so.
But he's also out here fucking around too, so it's like.
So always there's it takes two to tango. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
We have a game, right? We did
yeah,
get
we
the
did.
Game. So I feel like you just went through the grinder there.
A little bit.
No, you feel good.
Oh, the game.
Yeah, we're doing the game.
Yeah.
I meant we just put
she's
you
like,
through
we just
like
put
the
you
ringer.
Oh, I thought you guys were gonna like play the game.
We are
yesterday.
No. What?
We're gonna play Fuck, Marry, Kill. I
correct.
Thought we were gonna watch a game basically.
Like the Brooklyn Nets game?
Oh.
No.
No, Fuck, Marry, Kill.
Oh my god.
That's a
I don't even know what that team is. Oh my god.
Funny.
This
is okay. Tough for you.
Alright, so Fuck, Marry, Kill. We put this together late. It's Logan Paul, Mike Magilek,
and Dave Portnoy.
He's
how do you
his
I don't know.
Name.
How do you spell
Maylack.
Maylack.
Maylack. Maylack.
And then me. Now I have an undeniable photo here, so it's
so
like,
see, this is what I wanted for us to
really
wear
unfair.
For like
oh, the Miami.
Yeah, like imagine.
I don't
that
have any of that shit here.
Dave, this is kind of unfair because the shirt that you put yourself in, you
well,
literally picked like the most sexy picture of you, and then you have them fully dressed.
For the record, I didn't pick the photos. I had nothing to do with it. We didn't have a game. Logan's wearing tux, which I think that's the best a guy can
right,
really.
How can you
Mike
kind
of got fucked because he's just wearing normal.
You
thing.
Guys gave Mike the worst.
So I would. I'd marry me. That's a no-brainer for me because I think highly of myself.
Yeah, I think I'll marry Dave.
Smart.
He could support my lifestyle.
Oh, those guys could too.
God. Honestly, I'd probably have to kill Logan and fuck my ex.
Yeah, I think that was probably the safe answer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, probably was the best answer.
Yeah.
Holy fuck,
you,
I was sweating.
You,
I was sweating for a little bit, yeah.
You know, the safe answer actually would have been marry Logan or Mike, fuck, whatever,
but,
I'll take
no,
it.
That
I'll
would
take
be
that.
Extremely
no, actually,
weird
yeah,
if I
true.
Married Logan and then fucked Mike stuff.
True.
Ooh. Okay.
So Julia Rose,
I
Alex
would,
Cooper,
I would
Karina.
I would fuck Karina Kopp.
Definitely, 100%. That's I'm trying to.
Yeah, she's trying to.
I would marry Alexandra Cooper, and I would kill Julia Rose.
Yeah, I think I'm probably actually...
Do I have good taste?
I'd say I'm either the same or I'm swapping Corinna with Julia Rose, and I'd fuck Julia and maybe kill Corinna.
Oh, my God, how?
I told you, I slid into Corinna's borderline DMs a long time ago.
No answer?
She actually said she was in Miami this weekend for the first time in like forever.
She finally texted me back. I slid in her DMs when I was drunk.
She must be desperate if she's doing everything.
She finally texted me back yesterday.
What would I do here?
Yeah, because you got Cooper in there.
I can't kill Cooper. I need her.
Right.
But
you can't marry
if I marry her, we'll kill both each other. And I can't even, like, Alex is, like, asexual.
Yeah. Fuck.
She's literally, I don't even see her as a girl. I see her as, like, an engine of, like, profit.
Just like a money machine.
Yeah, but so I can't have her dead.
You'd have to marry her.
You'd have to.
Yeah, I guess, but then we'd kill each other. And Julia Rose, I've never met her, but she's so hot, so I'd probably fuck her.
Yeah.
You're killing Corinna?
Yeah, I'd kill Corinna. What, you don't get back to me for like 6 months?
I think Corinna is 1,000 times hotter.
That's lunacy.
1,000 is a lot of times, and I just think that's too many.
A million.
Wait, what'd you answer?
She didn't answer.
I didn't answer.
Have any of you seen all of them in real life?
Kill Julia.
I've never seen Julia or Corinna in real life.
Seeing both of them in real life, Corinna.
Oh, so you're saying Julia doesn't pass the in-face test.
Corinna doesn't wear much makeup in any of her stuff.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying that Corinna is hot in person.
But you've seen all of them in person.
I've seen all of them.
Also, I think that is a porn star. So I did this back, not to go full circle, why also the crossover success. So I did that porn convention way back in the day, Fat Dave. I spent like 4 days at a porn convention doing like mockumentary-style interviews. Yeah. You would have stood out like a sore thumb. Like, they're not, a lot of them don't bring the thunder in person. Like, you're very pretty in person, not a lot of them.
I mean, I literally just rolled in from a hangover right now, but thank you.
Well, yeah, but you, like, your eyes, which you were bragging about the other day, like, very blue.
Yeah, Dave's always like, you have such pretty eyes. I'm
she
does.
Yeah,
she did say no. All right, next.
Oh no.
Nice.
So Dylan Danis, Faze Banks, Jeff Wittick. I don't know who Jeff Wittick is.
It's really funny because obviously I would kill Dildo Danis for what he did to me last night.
He didn't do anything.
Right. You were just a fool.
He tricked me.
He did not trick
me. I did not know that he was public enemy number one. Yes, I'm very naive. Faze Banks and Jeff Wittick are completely off limits to me because they're friends with my ex. I actually have tried to get with Jeff Wittick, and he just calls my ex.
He's really hot.
He just calls my ex and tells him, like, hey,
so off limits,
trying to get with
off
Megan.
Limits in this Wait, game, off limits, but not limits really, in real life.
You just said you tried to fuck him up.
You can't answer this. But in real life, you can. What
but
a world.
Also, Ricky is telling
What?
Ricky is taller. Banks.
Yeah, he's really tall. Yeah, I met Banks the first time at Saddle Ranch. He's a Boston guy. He follows me. I know that. Now I follow him.
And his girlfriend. Actually, I'd rather have Ricky's girlfriend than him. But she's not on here. I just can't even do this.
Well, the answer is no, you did. You actually killed Danis, married Faze, and fucked Jeff. You said that.
I can't even say that I would fuck Ricky because of his girlfriend. Because I love her so much. So I'm going to...
But you said on here.
Sorry, I'm going to fuck Ricky and I'm going to marry Jeff.
What are we doing with the Banks? Is that the end of the game? Oh, that's the girlfriend?
Yeah, that's the girlfriend. Sweet, amazing girl.
He's built quite an empire. Banks.
Don't they kind of look alike too, him and his girlfriend?
She's like a nice dude. I like anybody who likes me.
Right. I like Banks. I've like partied with him one time.
So they can do it. Again, it's cool to see, like, from my perspective, like, Boston people, you're local too, like, Boston people have made it out there. Yeah. It's kind of like, that's why I think he knows me.
Jeff looks really good in that picture.
We get it. We get the answer. Okay, next group. That's it. All right, so that's Marry, Fuck, Kill. Okay, SteveMadd.com. I'm wearing their shoes now officially. I've gotten out of my traditional $400 ones because they have $200 ones, the Bolos. Use code 20% off Steve Madden Men's Collection at SteveMadden.com. Hurry up, only till April 30th, it's running out. So if you haven't done it yet, do it. Super interesting guy, comfort, versatility, quality, modern design, and it is. Again, I always wear like the plain white, basically
the
sneakers.
Clean, good look.
Yes, clean, and they're far less, but they're just as good. So you're not paying that super brand name. SteveMadd.com. Go. Dress boots, casual sneakers, great price, everything under $200. Thank you, Steve Madden. You can sit around or you can bounce. We just do sections, but like
ad reads?
We'll do ad reads as stuff.
We got some, yeah.
So, all right, what is going on with you and Griffin, who's now in a love triangle, apparently?
No, yep, let's figure it out.
Griffin single-handedly ruined my relationship with that one picture that he posted.
Which was what? I don't know what's going on.
Okay, so Griff, I get a FaceTime the other day, and I'm just sitting in my room, and he's like, I need scissors. And I'm like, why do you need scissors? And he won't tell me. So he comes to my room, and he's like, you need to trim my armpit hair. And I was like, what?
That's a good move.
I was like, what are you talking about? So I, like, helped him.
You TikTok.
Don't circle me in.
You trim,
all right?
Who?
Don't
no,
circle
I was like,
me
here.
In.
I was like, here, you can have it because he has like bushy ass armpit
Who
hair.
Cares?
And
He's
I was like,
dude.
Okay, here. And then I posted about it on TikTok and it went so viral. So like, I had the whole internet calling him Bushy Griffin
Bush Johnson.
Yeah,
or something
Griffin
like that.
Bushy Johnson. But he hadn't seen my video, so he went on live saying, what have I done to be called a bush? Like, can someone? It was really funny.
Yeah, he had like no idea.
And my video had like almost like a million likes. Like the whole internet was calling him Bush, and he had no idea why. And then he found out about my video, and then he posts on his Instagram.
I saw that you have a bush.
Yeah.
Which makes it sound like he's aware that you.
That makes it sound like we're like hooking up.
So is your boyfriend really mad?
Oh my God, yeah.
Whoa! How long have you been with your boyfriend?
Like 2 years.
Is it still not good?
I mean, it's like all right, but he's like. He's like, he can't believe that he would post that. Like, it's kind of hard.
By the way,
I'm
signing with everything. If I'm the boyfriend here, I'm furious.
Yeah, I know.
But I also see Griff was just making a joke.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. You don't want to have, like, this really good, like, you, like, TikTok star posting, like, about.
Oh, as, like, a random boyfriend, you see a good looking guy posting about
it. And you're going to drawn into a world that probably isn't.
Yeah.
A boyfriend doesn't love.
So, Griffin.
I also saw you after the party for Dave Grutman. Shout out Dave Grutman, Strawberry Moon.
Strawberry Moon.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Awesome.
He had this grand opening party, which, by the way,
everybody was there. It
takes a lot for me to be like impressed. I'm not grown up, but in fact, people have asked, like, who would you be starstruck by? And I'm like, I don't think there's anybody at this point. Chris Rock was a foot away.
Yep.
I almost died.
Yeah, he walked right by me.
I bought one ticket to a comedy show in my life, Chris Rock. I think he's like the funniest, most genius human. So in my little cabana, it was Chris Rock, Sean Penn.
You can go.
It was Chris Rock, Sean Penn. There was a couple other comedians. It was, Beckham. It was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was wild. So I saw you walking out, though. That's the point of the story.
Beckham's kids are dope as fuck, too. Yeah. I met them when I was there.
Yeah, cool. I think I was at Live with them.
And you introduced me to a girl, and it's like...
She wouldn't. She was like, not taking no for an answer. I'm like, Victoria, not right now.
So she's like, we know each other or something.
Like you and her knew each other?
Yeah, it was like a friendly introduction. Like, I should know who this person is, and she's with Bree. So I think I may even hug her. Like, hey.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this person? It's the person who trashes us. You're like, what are you? You just become friends with, like, people who fucking trash us?
No.
Back up. Who?
Okay, remember the Victoria Paris girl who was, like, blowing up on TikTok thought that I was talking about her. We brought the video on the show. She was like, Barstool sucks, whatever. But then she made a huge apology. And then she was like...
Making friends with the enemies, Brie.
You gotta keep your enemies close.
Does she not hate us anymore?
I changed the whole demographics view on Barstool by befriending her.
Okay, fine. I'll let it slide.
Yeah, we'll let it slide.
You've
been through a tough week, so we'll let it slide.
This is on here. Oh, well, I did the Dixie show. I don't know if there's anything interesting from that. That aired the other day. I had fun doing it. It was a producer. She made fun of you for your voice.
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
I was going to
post them, but I was like, I'll just wait for her to come on.
That was a truly funny line she had. Now everyone's like, her voice is deep, so what she's talking about. But I like Dixie. I had fun doing the show. We're just whipping through headlines, I guess, here. But
yeah, we are.
Shout out Sydney Raines. Is verified, so that's the girl who is.
I can't even get verified on Instagram.
That's crazy, Dave. Your dick has the power to verify people on Instagram.
Clout.
Insane.
I guess that's clout.
The clout dick.
To her credit, she's taken full advantage of it.
Yes,
we tried to get Bryce Hall on this show because It seems like Addison Rae, Jack Harlow, and Bryce Hall are in a little bit of a love triangle. I don't know if they're going back together, but they're all at the fight, and I guess Addison Rae was with Harlow, right? Yeah. Now, he's a singer, correct?
Rapper, yep.
And he's like blowing up, right?
Yeah, he's killing it.
Like, a lot of little girls are obsessed with him.
So I could see that.
Bryce is tweeting like crazy right now. Yeah, because
they were like
hanging
out. Well, like stuff leaked of him and Addison all like hanging out and kissing each other at the event too. So everyone was like, "Oh, Bradison's back."
And then it leaked Jack Harlow and Addison at the same event.
I think we gotta just come to grips with a lot of what we're talking about is very pretty, young, horny people just bouncing around doing their thing.
Yeah, when you're that good looking, young, and rich, it's like everyone.
Someone told me about Jack Harlow, a girl, and they were obsessed with him. I guess he's like, and I like saw his
song. I'm obsessed with him. He's pretty.
She looks good there, Addison, like very sophisticated. And he's like the guy who plays basketball too, and always talks shit, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's the one that's always like joking around.
Yeah.
But I don't think you got like a fucking circus going on upstairs.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. But I don't know if he'll even respond. You know what I mean? Like, do you think he's even going to rap?
If you're in a legitimate, I think, music career and trying to elevate. It depends because Bryce is a huge star.
That's the thing. Bryce is massive.
Yeah, but I think there's probably some distinction. Like, I'm not going to go, almost like the Yachty thing. It's like, I'm not going to go at the TikTok because I don't want to be known as that. It's like, whatever. I'm dating this girl. I'm not seeing this girl. I hooked up with this girl. Who knows? How was your Miami trip as we start to wrap this episode of BFFs up?
Oh, it all pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel like it was a good time. Got to do a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, the you're A-Rod. Everywhere. Yeah, I saw the A-Rod thing.
It was crazy.
Oh, wait. Mary. Before we go, Sway Boys Dancing. Please play this. This was like old school. I can't, you went back in time, I think, in this one. Staring at the blank pages before you. Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate the world.
Oh, boy, that's so bad. That was like, that might have been like 2 months ago now.
Oh, so fairly recent.
Yeah, I don't think that's too long ago.
So are we still doing these?
So, like, I'm not really, but it's like, we were doing the Facebook show at that point.
Okay.
And, like, they were, like, film together, film TikTok, because they would try to, like, say it's a reality show, but they were, like, putting us together and things. They'd be like, do this together, do this together. So then it was like, guys, film TikToks together.
Gotta throw it
so
back.
So it's like, I guess I gotta fucking shoot my ass for that cash, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I gotta get the bag. And what's the, I don't even know what this other one is. Blake Ray video that I requested? Same video. Yeah. Same video.
Yeah,
that video, I get sent those and I get lost on time because it's like, I don't know, I feel like we're moving out of the dance boy stage.
Yeah, really are. Yeah, we were at the, I was at the Miami Heat game yesterday and they were like, yes, we're gonna bring you at halftime to the DJ booth and then like, let's hit like some TikTok dances. And I was like,
you don't really dance on TikTok so much.
I was like, I don't do dances. And they were like, no, we'll just do it. And I was like,
did you do it?
Fuck. So we went out there and I was like, the only one I like really know still is Corvette because it's like, everyone does that one. So, you know, like Juju
Corvette,
and everyone.
Corvette.
So it's like, I was like, I can do that one. And so we go out and we're like doing it. And then they kept like, four more dance songs.
And where was this being aired? Like the Jumbotron or something?
Yeah. Oh, but like people are like sending me pictures from home and stuff like that. I had to tweet out after. I was like, I'm not a dancer. I'm white as fuck. Like, please don't think.
Awkward.
I do not have rhythm. So it was like, I just tried to own it. You know, I was like, it's going to look
did
worse.
You feel awkward in the moment?
No, because I kind of went into it just being like, I'm going to look like a fool. But it's like, it's whatever.
Sure,
and they were just like, I was just kind of like letting the cheerleaders lead it. I was like, oh, yeah, these ones. Let's go. Yeah.
So I'm known for pizza. The only thing I can equate that to, I went to a club in L.A. maybe like a year or two ago, Bootsy Bellows. First time there. And they're super nice. But they were fans of the Pizza Review. So this is a club. Yeah. It's like 1 a.m. And they're like, we want to do a live Pizza Review. I'm like, I really don't want to do that.
I actually am not able
to. And they're like, please. I'm like, it's. I just know, like, it doesn't translate. They got the pizza, and they were, like, up on the stage being like, come do the live pizza review. So I get up, They give me a pizza. It's like 1 in the morning. They stop the music. Nobody gave a fuck. Like, people trying to party.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting there with, like, a piece of pizza at a club in L.A. 1 in the morning. Half the people don't know who I am. And I'm just like, oh, one bite.
Reading
it, it was as mortified as I've ever been. Like, people are trying. Yeah. And then people are like, get this fucking guy out of here. So.
Boo. Yeah. Fuck this guy.
Yeah, it didn't translate.
Take your clothes off.
It didn't translate.
Right. So he starts throwing money out.
I know. I think that's pretty much it. That's the end of the Miami. I think coming up, we are going to get, hopefully, it's so hard, Dixie gets back at weird times on LA, but we have Dixie and Addison hopefully lined up for future episodes.
Hopefully Bryce, so we can clear up whatever's going
on. Clear up some stuff,
And we should create, as the show continues to, like, grow and people are getting into it, like, different ideas, suggestions to make it interesting, like the games or whatever, but...
Any segments people want to see.
Totally.
That.
You know what one of the number one things I get is we don't let you talk enough.
Mm. Yeah, I get that a lot too. But I think it's like a different dynamic. Like, it came in late.
Yeah.
And I was kind of just like the mediator, but I think it's getting.
And I don't feel better. Like we like prevent. Like,
no, there's no prevention.
No. Yeah, it's just.
It's just like
a natural flow.
Yeah, I don't want to like interject when I shouldn't, you know?
I think, but there's times when like she's able to step in and relate to the girl like Lana or whatever and like. Or like bring us, you know, a little like
back
to earth.
Just like, come on.
Sure.
Back
down to earth, boys.
All right, so that's BFF. So we'll see you next week. We'll be remote again, unfortunately, but.
Damn.
It is what it is.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right, cool.